Joining me on the phone this morning is Carol Christensen from the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Well, Carol, it looks cloudy, rainy, and cool this week, so let's talk about that. Is that the way it's going to be?
Actually, it's going to be a really gorgeous day today. So we're looking at sunshine and 50s for today, and then tomorrow we'll see some rain coming in. So for midweek, yeah, rainy and cloudy and rain and maybe even a little bit of snow come Thursday night.
And thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. I'm just a bearer of good news, aren't I?
Well, I read a report this morning from the Department of Agriculture, and planting is like really down from last year.
Yeah, last year again. We keep going back to last year.
Yeah, which,
it was such an abnormally warm spring, so things are pretty much in the ground by now.
Yeah, we had like a couple of percent of like wheat and corn, and it was in the 80% last year. So that's a dramatic difference. Do we see that kind of difference frequently, or is this kind of an aberration?
Well, I don't think it's very frequent because last year was such an extremely warm spring, and this year it's so cold. So we have a wide difference from year to year here.
Now, are we going to get warmer weather one of these days, or are you going to keep hedging on that one with me?
Well, by warmer, do you mean shorts? Well, actually, some people will wear shorts today. Granted, you go outside, someone will be wearing shorts today. But we are looking at possibly some 60s next week.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Now, notice how I said possibly.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold you to this.
Yeah, we're always have that hedging term there. But by the end of the week, we might even be looking at some 60s.
Ooh. Well, now, listen, let's leave dear old Minnesota for a minute. And talk to me a little bit about that terrific hurricane storms that went through the deep south. Was that, first of all, is that pretty abnormal, and was there any way to know that was going to be as bad as it was?
Well, first of all, that round of tornadoes was not a hurricane. It was basically hurricane season is
I misspoke. I meant tornadoes.
But anyway, as far as being out of the ordinary, definitely. This is going to be one in the record books. To have that many tornadoes that strong in such a widespread area is extremely rare. So it's not something that we see very often.
That's usually not considered Tornado Alley down there either.
Well, no, it's not necessarily considered Tornado Alley. However, they have had tremendous outbreaks in that area in the past. Some that come to mind is 1925. The Tri-State Tornado, they had the Palm Sunday outbreak back in the 60s. So they're definitely not immune to tornadoes. They're in the right place, right by the Gulf of Mexico, and you get some kind of a strong frontal system come through the area, and they'll get tornadoes.
What was the classification for the strongest one?
Well, the strongest one, and they're not done classifying them. It's going to take many, many days for that to occur. But the strongest one was an EF5, which is the strongest tornado.
And that's winds of?
Over 300 miles per hour.
Okay. That explains the damage. 300 miles an hour.
Right. When you're over 300 miles per hour, basically it destroys everything in its path.
Is there any way to forecast something like that, or that intensity, or do you just kind of know that tornadoes are going to happen?
Well, the National Weather Service does forecast strong, severe tornado outbreaks, and in this case, a couple days ahead of time, we are giving heads up that this will be a very dangerous situation with multiple tornadoes, and we worked with local and state officials trying to get the word out to everybody as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope when I talk to you again next week that we will be basking in the sun, and I'll be wearing shorts, which is not necessarily a good thing aesthetically, but nonetheless. We've been talking with Carol Christensen, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you for filling us in on the weather.
You're welcome, Jay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.